Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It is a pleasure to welcome John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum to the studios. And we have so much to talk about. Lots going on at the museum and lots happening here at the radio station. John, it's good to see you.
Great to see you, Jamie. Great to be at CJCS.
Yeah. Now, you've got memories, of course, of CJCS, of course, listening over the years and personal connections as well.
Sure. Like in high school, public school, my mom worked at CJCS up there on Ontario Street. And yeah, I spent a lot of time up in that studio on, you know, Saturday mornings when she'd go into work and after school and, you know, sit in the lobby waiting for a ride home to Sebringville and things like that. So
gosh.
I grew up around CJCS people like Bill Linkall and Clark Heyman and Bob Smith. And
oh, gosh.
They were all friends.
Yeah.
And Braden Dewar and
Braden,
John Aiken,
absolutely.
And people like that.
Steve Ray. And yeah, it's interesting when you say up on Ontario Street, because it's been two locations at least in Ontario Street, because I remember when it was just beside Tim Hortons there on Ontario Street, but it was also like a little further down.
Yeah, just above where, I think it was above where Bradshaw's is now.
Yeah.
You're right around there.
Yeah, isn't that, and here we are at 376 Romeo Street South. So again, CJCS is back and more great events back with the Stratford Perth Museum. But first, let's talk about the funding that you've received, which is great news.
Yeah, we've had really good luck at the Stratford Perth Museum with some of our funding. We not only, just got a revitalization grant, which is federal money, and that really helped us with phase two of our Players Backstage. So we had some supply chain issues last year, for example, renting chairs, sound equipment, things like that. So now we have our own.
Mm-hmm.
And for people like Stratford Summer Music who have events at our place, now they don't have to get chairs either. They don't have to get sound equipment. So it really is a community boost for not only us, but people that use the Players Backstage. And the other third part about that is a shade sail that goes over the seating area.
Yeah.
Now, there's some supply chain issues with it. It's supposed to be here in May of 2021.
Okay.
And I still look out the window most days and say, I wonder if it's coming today.
Here comes the truck.
We're still hopeful that it'll be here in the next few weeks.
Oh, but that's nice. That'll really just kind of set the stage, if you will, because it's such a beautiful area, beautiful grounds there at the Stratford Perth Museum, and a well-utilized Players Backstage.
Yeah, it's really turned out terrific. I mean, anytime you have a project and you go, this is better than what we ever imagined, and the setting is fantastic, and the talent that's come in there and people's reaction to it, all in all, it's turned out really great.
It's awesome. And let's talk about Players Backstage, the Wingfield Follies. Man, it's been off to just a fantastic start.
Yeah, similarly, we knew that people would like it. We knew that it would be popular. But for the first 2 weeks to be completely sold out.
Wow.
And Rod Beatty has been nothing short of astounding. It is, we're so lucky in Stratford to have people like that not only are at the festival, but also that make their way out to the museum and do things for us. There's five shows left. They're selling terrifically. The first two are sold out,
mm-hmm.
and I suspect all of them are going to be sold out or pretty close to it.
Yeah, because is this the only time he's actually done a full run of the shows like this?
Yeah, now I know that in talking to the Stratford Ag Society, they had him do all seven shows, but it was over 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is over seven consecutive Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and he's been pretty blunt about this will be not only the first time he's ever done it, but also certainly be the last.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple of dates scheduled for Southern Ontario later in the fall and going to tour a little bit, but he's been pretty honest that this is the one and only time he's going to do all seven in a row in one venue.
So still five more shows to go,
That's correct.
Yeah,
we did one and two, and last night was terrific, and we've been, like, talk about luck. Our weather the first 2 weeks is just, you know, dial up, as a couple of people said, and it's such a Wingfield line. It's been great hanging weather for these events. And, you know, sort of 21, 22 degrees, dry, light breeze, and just the weather's just been awesome. And so we've ordered the same weather for the next five Sundays.
Fair enough.
So we're fairly confident it'll be similar.
And standing ovations, too. Like, the crowds are loving it.
Yeah, and he's been so terrific, you know, and he really feeds off the love of the crowd. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too goofy, but there's a real relationship between, you know, the 200 people there and him about 3 or 4 minutes in. And it is, it's a special event. It really is.
Not to be missed. And tickets are available through the museum.
Yeah, they're all online and through StratfordPerthMuseum.ca under the Buy Tickets tab. Some people have had you know, people that aren't really comfortable with computers or things like that or ordering online, call the museum and we walk people through that. We order the tickets for them. They pick them up at the museum.
Nice.
That we call, what we call, will call. So it all works out. So if you're not really comfortable ordering online, don't let that, don't worry about that.
All
just
right.
call us.
But get your tickets because these shows, as we talked about, are selling out. Stratford Perth Museum, summertime's here. John, anything else on the go? You got lots on the go, obviously.
Yeah, we have events pretty steady. Summer music starts up pretty soon. We have some summer music events there. Check our website for upcoming events. We got pretty, we got stuff every week.
There's always something going on with Stratford Perth Museum. Check in and check out the website. We'll share it on our socials and, of course, with mystratfordnow.com. John Kastner. John, great to see you.
Thanks so much.